sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Le tshona njani mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 18 Nkwenkwezi 2018 nguNtungamile Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Wabandwe police elachayayo ngabajana bayamakombe abasithe ngamawini kwasobuya labana abeblack boot basitheka nabantu baphongukuphela sebephongukuthayo umuntu wonke otherwise engayisiyo yini wamakombe lokhu kubanga ukuthi namhlanje kube njalo futhi.
Kuqhamuke udlakela esitaladeni zeHarare namuhla ngemva kokuba abaphila ngokuthengisa esitaladeni behlaselwe ngamapholisa.
Sifuna ukuthi abantu bahambe ema-registration centers abo bayakhangela ukuthi amabizo akhona yini e-provisional voters roll. Izipele ngo kumbeni anything that is amiss nxa ibizo li-right so uku-right umuntu abelala ekhaya.
Ikomishini yezokhetho ithi uluhlu lwabantu abalelungelo lokuvota solulungele ukuhlolwa kuqala kusasa kusiya kumhla ka 29. Kuwaza Friday silomfana osakhulayo uDonald Mangena owenze izimanga kwelebhilithane kumncintiswano wokuhlabela owe The Voice UK Contest 2018. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Kuqhamuke udlakela eHarare namuhla ngemva kokuba abaphila ngokuthengisa esitaladeni behlaselwe ngamapholisa. Lokhu kubikwa kubangelwe ikuhlaselwa kwelinye ipholisa izolo ngabacatshangelwa ukuthi ngabezimota ezithwala uZulu. Kodwa namhla amapholisa abikwa engena esitaladeni ahlasela uZulu Mahlayana kwalimala abanye njalo kwabotshwa abanye. Sixoxele ukansila weHarare umnumzana Thamsanqa Hadebe yena othi akukazakala ukuthi bangaka babotshiweyo kumbe abalimeleyo kulesi sehlakalo.
Okwenzakalayo ukuthi izolo kwabandwe ipolisi elatshaywayo ngabantu laba amajaha lawa amakombe abasithe ngamawindi then amapolisa nawo ayorigrupa kwasobuya labana abeblack boot basitheka nabantu baphongukuphela sebephongukuthayo umuntu wonke nje kwayekhonapho noma otherwise engayisiyo yindi wamakombi lokhu kubanga ukuthi namhlanje kube njalo futhi
manje bakhona yini ababotshiweyo?
Right, ukubotshwa ye bakhona abathethweyo kodwa ukuthi kuhamba ukuthi abangathathwa lapha awusakwanisi ukuthi kube kwazi ukuthi bangaki.
Bakhona abalimeleyo?
Abalimeleyo, right, angisabonanga qobo ukuthi mbona ukuthi abalimeleyo bangaba bangaki but obvious bakhona ngoba uma bethaya phela le ndukulo ziya induku zamapholisa lezi zivele ziyalimaza.
Kahle kahle kathi kuyini okwenzakalayo?
Okwenzakeleyo ukuthi ukuthaka okwenziwa ipolisa lapha bagcina sebecabanga ukuthi abantu abasegridini yiba abanika i-opportunity ukuthi bagcine bengabantu abangenelayo umsindo oyabe siqalisile. Ungaba ngumsindo oqalise ngabantu bamakombi kodwa uzagcina ungayisibo wamakombi kuphela namapholisa ngoba omuntu laye otherwise oyabe sesitridini ugcina laye sengenela ngoba akulandlela yokuhamba ngendaba yamavenda. Bagcina sebethatha njengakhona kokuthi otherwise amavenda anika i-opportunity yokuthi kuthawe abantu amapholisa ngisho
sikhuluma nje kunjani khona lapho ezitaladeni eHarare?
Akathesi sokuhambeka vele akusela noise ukuthi sekule congestion kuphela yezimota.
Umnumzana Thamsanqa Hadebe ngukansila wedolobho leHarare obekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande we Studio 7. Ikomishini ebona ngokuqhutsha kokhetho ithi uluhlu lwabantu abalelungelo lokuvota olevoters roll solulungele ukuhlolwa nguZulu kuqala kusasa kusiya kumhla ka-29. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Esethula umbiko wakhe emhlanganweni lentatheli izindaba owenzelwe emaofisini eZEC eHarare, umgcinisihlalo weZEC uJustice Priscilla Chigumba uthi kumqoka ukuba uZulu ayehlola igama lakhe kule voters roll kulungisiswe okuyabe kuphambanisekile.
What happens when one has not inspected the voters roll and they find that their name is incorrectly spelled on voting day? The simple answer is that that person will not be able to vote.
Kuyini okwenzakalayo nxa umuntu engazange wayahlola leyo voters roll bese thola ukuba igama lakhe lingalotshwanga ngendlela eyiyo ngosuku lokuvota? Impendulo ngithi akayi kuphatheka kukhetho lowo muntu. Usizi kuyikuthi akekho ozokuba khona ukumsiza ngosuku lokuvota. Kungakho ke sikhuthaza umuntu wonke owabhalisayo kulolu gwalo i-voters roll ukubana ayehlola ukuba yonke into imi kahle. Okuphanjanisiweyo kulungiswe.
Uyaqonqosela ngokuqakatheka kokuthi uZulu ayehlola ukuthi konke kulungile akubhalisayo kuhlelo lokubhalisela kusetshenziswa indlela yakulezi nsuku e-BVR. Kwagcizelelwa ngomunye wama-commissioners awe-ZEC unkosikazi Letitia Kazembe.
Sifuna ukuthi abantu bahambe ema-registration centers abo bayakhangela ukuthi amabizo akhona yini, professional voters roll izipele ngo anything that is amiss, ngoba ama-centers lawo yiwo phela they are the same as ama-polling station. Nxa usubuyela and something does not match i-ID kumbe ibizo ispelling, you won't be able to vote.
Uqhubekethi le yindlela yokulungisisa lolu gwalo ezigabeni ukuba selulotshwa lusiba lugwalo lunye amaphutha wonke ahle alungisiswe.
Lawa amabizo we put them aside ukuthi si adjudicate ukuthi singayenzani. Abanye bathiya amafoni, so sizabatshayela amafoni ukuthi ibizo lakho isithupha sakho, what are the numbers, awusinika ibizo lakho. Nxa sesibona ukuthi nguye sibili sizanika sisikhansela amanye. Kulama monthly registrations amaningi. Uchairperson say uthe about 11,000 pela afanele ukuthi alungiswe. Ngoba abantu abanye babe register umbeni 4 times, 5 times. Abanye babe becabanga ukuthi they are being clever so that they can, you know, rubbish us ukuthi ize kanje liyayibona amabizo ami mhlawumbe ngayivota ku 4 places. Hhayi, sisikukhiphile lokho.
AbeZEC bathi ukuhlolwa kwamagama ku-voters roll kuzokwenziwa kusukela ngehola lesikhombisa ekuseni ziyevalwa ngehola lesihlanu emini yantambama. Bathi kodwa uZulu lokhe eselalo ithuba lokuyabhalisa igama lakhe elizongeniswa ku-voters roll ezolungiswa ngemva kwalokhu kuhlolwa okuqala kusasa ngomgqibelo womhla ka-19 Nkwenkwezi. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu-Mavis Gama.
Yebo, 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 mthwaka zomuhle. Belikwazi na ukuthi umsakazo weStudio 7 usulohlelo lwezindaba ekuseni kusukela ngovulo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu? Lingakhuthwa izindaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama. Umagagasi athi 909 medium wave 4930-6040 laku 15460 kHz ku short wave. Lingakhuthwa njalo luhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa ube Facebook ngukhasi le VOA Ndebele ngomvulo ngolwesithathu langolwesihlanu kusukela ngo 4:15 pm kusiya ku 5 pm. Lilakho njalo ukusixhuma ku WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo 001-202-465-0318. Ngenani njalo la ku Facebook ngukhasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele.
Ababalisi batshengisele endaweni zelizwe ezitshiyeneyo namuhla besola uhulumende ngokwehluleka ukubengezelela iholo labo ngesilinganiso abasifunayo. UGibson Bebe usipha lolu daba.
ababalisi batshengisele besendaweni ezehlukeneyo ngokugqoka impahla ezibomvu. Umkhankaso lo wenziwe ngaphansi kwesihloko esithi Red Friday Restore Teachers Legacy. Umkhokheli wenye inhlanganiso yababalisi e-Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe elamalunga aphatheke kulokhu kutshengisela umnumzana Obed Masaraura uthi kuphumelele ngendlela abakade beyikhangelele.
Generally, we are pleased with the overwhelming response from the teachers countrywide. They did participate and they were sending in their photos.
Siyajabula ngendlela ilanga lethu le Red Friday elihambe ngayo. Ababalisi abaningi baphathekile kulokho kutshengisela, bethatha imfanekiso njalo bexoxisana ngenqubela phambili.
Igcizelela kulokhu omunye wababalisi bakobulawayo unkosazana Bridget Dliwayo uthe benelise ukubambana izwe lonke kulokho kutshengisela.
Ama-working conditions ethu and then the accommodation konke akulanto e-rise.
Okhulume emele ababalisi bemathebeleleni South ku-Atus umnumzana John Zinyoro uthe lokhu bakwenze ngoba indlela abaphethwe ngayo lezikhalazo zabo aziqakathekile.
Sananzelele ukuthi ama-unions laphana asidetrayeka zange asirepresente kahle and izinto esasizifuna thina zange ziphumelele njenge-100% salary increase then 100% rural allowance increase. So thina njengama-teacher sesibona ukuthi kungcono ukuthi thina siziyenzele into zethu si-achieve khonokho esikufunayo singarelayi ngama-unions.
Omunye wababalisi unkosazana nobukhosi Mabhena uveze intokozo enkulu kakhulu ngendlela okutshengisela kwabo okwenziwe ngayo esithi uhulumende kumele ananzelele intuthuko elethwa ngababalisi elizweni ikakhulu empilweni zabantwana ababafundisayo.
Qeda izifundo zami ngo-2015 ngaqala ukufundisa. Yimpi engiyitholi khona but akula msebenzi elizweni. Despite ukuthi yithe sifundisa abaza kuba ngodokotela bakusasa, siholisa imali encane. So kusithi ngabe i-government iyethe izikhalazo zethu iselilele umthwalo wethu ube lula.
Laloba ababalisi abaningi elizweni lonke bephatheke kulokhu kutshengisela ngokugqoka ezibomvu. Abamalunga enye inhlanganiso yababalisi ezimthwa babikwa bengazange baphatheke ngoba wona esuthiseka ngesilinganiso sokulishumi lanhlanu ekhulwini 15% abasengezelelwe ikholo ngohulumende. Ngimele isithuthu 7 ngiseHarare, New Gibson Bebe.
Live Talk lamhlanje sixoxa ngohlelo lokuhlola amagama abantu abazavota kugwalo lwe voters roll. Lolu hlelo luqala kusasa luyephela mhla ka 29. Tumelani i text message kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Studio 7 esagaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha e Voice of America ese Washington. Singene kwezivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafitshane. Umnumzana Akere Muna obe ngumqondisi wenhlanganiso ebona ngokulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu emhlabeni jikelele kwele Cameroon iTransparency International uthi uzancintisa kukhetho lokudinga umongameli wakulelo lizwe. Umuna uncintisana lo mongameli Paul Biya oseleminyaka engamashumi edlula amathathu ebusa kukhetho oluza kwenziwa ngomfumfu lonyaka. Ilanga ebelimelelwe ngabaningi emhlabeni jikelele elomtshato wesikhosini kwele Bhilithane selifikile. Inkosana uHarry utshata lentombi yakhe uMeghan Markle kusasa edolobheni leWindsor eliphandle nje kwesigodlo iLondon. Ubaba kaMegan umnumzana Thomas Marco ubikwa engasoze abe khona emtshatweni lo ngoba engezwa kuhle. Abaphila ngokuthengisa imizimba bathi kumele uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa abahloniphe labo ngoba belamalungelo amunyethwe isisekelo sombuso. Kubika u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Lokhu kuphume ngesikhathi kunanzwa ilanga le-International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia iDahot wobulawayo ngaphansi kwendikimba ethi Alliances for Solidarity. Abaphila ngokuthengisa umzimba behlangene lamanye amaqembu afana labaphila lobulili obufanayo bethi bayajabula kakhulu lonyaka ngoba obengumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe ubengabahloniphi amalungelo abo. Ngakho ke kuhle ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uyazazi izikhalazo zabo njalo sebelinde ukuba agcwalise izethembiso zakhe zokuhlonipha amalungelo oluntu labo abahloniphe. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso e-Sexual Rights Center uNkosikazi Musa Sibindi uthi sebekhathele ngokuhlukunyezwa lokukhangelelwa phansi.
Namuhla besi celebrate International Day Against Homophobic and any form of stigma and discrimination against the LGBT community. Ngamafitshane sithi sesikhathele, sesidiniwe ngokuhlukumezwa, lokukhangelelwa phansi, lokubizwa amabizo angathuthukisiyo, amabizo asikhipha ubuntu bethu. Sicela uthando, sicela ukuthi lathi sibe ingxenye ye-community.
Okubhizimusi lokuthengisa umzimba, uNkosazana Sibonye Inkosi Moyo uthi bayalijabulela ilanga le-Idahot bengabotshwanga.
Usithakazisayo namhla ukuthi siyenze i-Idahot, simelele ama-rights ama-sex workers, lama-rights ama-LGBTI. Konke sikuthabele, konke lokuthi sesikwanisile ukuthi siye kuphutha kungani, singadistebhekanga, singabotshwanga, singabonanga abomthetho sebezongena lapho esikhona.
Umfundisi Busani Ngulube webandla lenkonzo e-Anglican uthi uhulumende kumele abe lelihlo kibo, abumbe imithetho egoqela labo.
Usikhangele uhulumende omutsha obuyayo ukuba bengananzelela ukuba abantu bona labo esibahlanganela namhlanje labo balamalungelo abo lakanye sibafisela ukuthi benga-integrate into ama-policies abo, ama-fundamental human rights to uplift these minority communities.
Abaphila ngokuthengisa umzimba eZimbabwe bakhala ngokuthi babhekane lenkinga eziningi emsebenzini wabo. Abanye bayabulawa, bayabotshwa, bayadlwengula njalo babizwa ngamabizo abangawathandiyo. Ngakho bathi bakhangelele ukuba uhulumende abumbe imithetho ezadala ukuba labo bahlonitshwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje, iqembu elihamba phambili kungalane yemiklomelo elengezi Platinum lilakho ukwengezelela inani lemiklomelo elikhokhela ngayo kuPremier Soccer League njengoba amaqembu ancintisana lalo phezulu ebhekane lemidlalo enzima kulimpela viki. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Kusasa ngomgqibelo iqembu lenkezi Platinum lizemukela eLebulawayo City lona elihlezi endaweni ye-13 engalaneni yemiklomelo. Njalo intatheli zindaba ezemidlalo uNesh Mgogwari uthi leli qembu lingahle livule isikhala esikhulu phezu kwengalane ngemva kwemidlalo yamaviki ali-12 njengoba lawancintisana lalo ebhekane le midlalo enzima kule mpela viki.
Sikhangelele ukuthi hayi iqembu elenkezi Platinum lidlala kuhle, likhanya lokho lidonsa lisiya phambili, kodwa singakhangela njalo kuzabe kulo mdlalo ochazayo phakathi kwe-Highlanders le-Cape United. Zonezi ukudlala kwazo kuzayenza ukuthi benike inkezi Platinum Platinum ipressure phezulu kanti yona le Dynamos lidlala le FC Platinum la wona la alandelana phezulu ukuthi wona la amaqembu ukudla imidlalo nale impumelelo emidlalo nale kuzayenza kutshe kukhanya ukuthi esingathi bafuna ukuthatha inkezo ngabantu
umdlalo weqembu le Islanders le Cape United uzakuba senkundleni Papa Fields ngensonto ukuthi ngosuku olufanayo iqembu le Dynamos lizadlala le FC Platinum ngaseRovaro. Umdlalo weqembu le-Islanders le Cape United uzakuba senkundleni Papa Fields ngensonto ukuthi ngosuku olufanayo iqembu le-Dynamos izadlala le-FC Platinum ngaseRovaro. Kweminye imidlalo elakho ukuchaza abalandeli bomdlalo wenguqukula impela viki iqembu le-Chicken Inn lizemukela eleHarare City ngaseluveve kusasa ngomgqibelo kuthi ngensonto amaqembu asenkabazwe yadonsa nzima lonyaka athi eleShapane Mine leChapungwa azadibana enkundleni yeMaclass. Kolunye udaba olumelana nomdlalo wenguqu imidlalo yesigaba se-Southern Region Division 1 Soccer League ingena kuviki yesikhombisa kulimpela viki njalo amaqembu azadlala ngokulandelayo. Kusasa ngomgqibelo iqembu lezetherapy Bulawayo lizadlala lelemagomo ngase-Railton, iqembu lemotomoto lizadlala lelezim leparts ngase-Wange, ele-NRZ leparts lizadlala lele-Wange ngase-Dete, iqembu le-Talent Vision lizadibana lele-Toronto e-Keyford ngehola lechumi lambili. Kusasa iqembu le-ZPC Wange lizadlala lele-Kazmine ngase-Wange ngehola lechumi milambili emini kuthi iqembu leMosi Rovers lizanqinana lele indlovu yanyathela ngasechinotimba. Ikanti ngesonto kule midlalo emibili lapho iqembu letsholotsho lizadlala khona lele siwu enkundleni yeluveve ngehola lechumi lambili emini kuthi elebhozo 90 lizadlala lele mainline ngehola lechumi lambili njalo. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kuwoza Friday lamhlanje si lomfanyana uDonnell Mangena oyenze izimanga kwelebhilitane kumncintiswano wokuhlabela owe The Voice UK Contest 2018. Kubika intathelizindaba yethu uEzra Chisaspanda.
Everybody gets high sometimes, you know.
Donnell Mangena uleminyaka elithumi lasithupha yokuzalwa. Unyakaze waqumba-qumba izigidile ezigidi zabantu umabona kude. Lapho bencintisa khona wayeqede ngwesibili kuhlelo lwe-ITV iVoice UK. Abantu baseBhilitane bamamukele ngokuthokoza kukhulu. Okwenza lokuthi uNkosana Harry, otshada kusasa noMeghan Madley, amnquze ukuthi azoculela ugogo wakhe ngelanga lakhe lokuzalwa. Indlovukazi Elizabeth emcimbini wothozela iminyaka engamachumi ayisithiyagalombili lambili 92 years owenzelwa eLondon kunyanga edlulileyo. Umfana lo ingoma zakhe zingene kwezwakala kuleli njalo uthi kabuyele emuva kwezomculo ikakhulu ingoma ethi lumuntu sikhathazile. Shaya isicathulo njengesicathulo umfana kaMangena.
My name is Donnell Mangena. I am from the UK and I'm 16 years old.
Ibizo lami ngingu Donnell Mangena. Ngivela kwele UK ngileminyaka engu 16. Emalangeni adlulileyo ngike ngamenywa yinkosana uHarry ukuzoculela indlovukazi. Njalo bangicela ukuthi ngiculele ugogo wakhe ngelanga lakhe lokuzalwa. Bengikumncintiswano njalo wabaculi owe The Voice UK. Bekulithuba elihle kakhulu njalo impilo yami isijinjile. Owakathesi ngisebenza gadalala ukuthi ngenze umculo omnandi ozakhwabithwa ngumphakathi.
Umhlabeleli odumileyo kakhulu waseMelika uWill.i.am nguye wayincintisa uDonnell njalo engumqondisi wakhe kumncintiswano weVoice UK. Ingoma zakhe zonke uhlanganisa ulimi lesiNdebele lesikhiwa. Uthi kwamjabulisa kakhulu ukuthi abamhlophe abangezwa isiNdebele bamamukele ukucula kwakhe. Njalo iningi labalandeli bakhe lithi lifuna ukufunda ngamasiko esiNdebele. Iningi alikwazi ukuthi uDonnell wazalelwa eNgland ngoba esazi ukukhuluma isiNdebele.
So I was born in Manchester, England, and I then went and lived in Zimbabwe, Bulawayo.
ngazalelwa eManchester kweleNgiland ngase ngisiyahlala eZimbabwe kobulawayo okweminyakana ethile yikho lapho engafunda khona ulimi lwakithi olwesiNdebele ngakho yikho ngithanda ukulisebenzisa emculweni wami ngoba ngizwa ngilokuthokoza kakhulu lokuziqhenya ngesizwe sakithi njalo yindlela ejabulisayo yokujabula labantu abakhuluma lolulimi umhlaba wonke jikelele Honey got a body like pow, pow, pow. Honey, she a hottie like wow, oh, wow. Girl, you know I'm loving your style.
Ugogo kaDonelle, umamkhulu. Odume kakhulu kule Britane ebonakala kumabona kude ezichila kamnandi jaiva esaziwa ngokuthi the dancing granny. Wagcwala kumaphephandaba wonke wakhulunywa iBritane yonke ngobuciko bakhe bokumekeza. Unandiza ngumntana nomntanakhe.
UDonelle umzukulu wami namthatha emncinyane ele 3 months e-UK. Ngamondla lapha uthese leminyaka eyisithupha abazali bakhe basebemthatha ngamfundisa lesiNdebele. Ikho kwazi ukucula ngesiNdebele.
Uyise kaDonelle laye ungumhlabeleli olodumo. Uyagcizelela ngokukhuliswa komfana wakhe.
UDonelle njengezibulo lami ngabona kufanele ukuthi ngimfundise isiNdebele ngakho samusa ukuthi ayehlala lomama ugogo wakhe ekhaya wafunda isiNdebele and uthe sephendukile lapha yikho sabona ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi ahlale esazi isiNdebele even noma ecula acule ngolimi lethu lasekhaya
Donelle Mangena uyafunda. Njalo udingakelanga isikolo. Uthi ukuduba kwakhe akumphambanise ezifundweni zakhe. Uzulu wonke umthandile lomfana. Inxa yokubekeka lokuhlonipha kwakhe. Uhlezi engumomothekayo. Okwamanje usestudio lo Will I Am. Bapheka idlalade lakhe laqala. Eligalelwe ukuphuma ekupheleni komnyaka. Ikusasa kaDonelle ikhanya inhle kwamagama. Igama lakhe selikhulile kakhulu. Njalo impilo yakhe isitshintshile kuze kube naphakade. Umfana ophakamise i-Afrika. Waphakamisa ilizwe leZimbabwe. Wabuya ophakamisa ulimi lesiNdebele. Ngakwenzeke kwele Britane. Besikuhlelo wazaha. Waza Friday bakwethu. Silo sakhulayo uDonelle Mangena. Ngithi ahoy Mangena ahoy. Ngingu Ezra Chisa Sibana. Mpela veki enhle kini lonke.
Ngacha helidala Ezra Chisa Spanda ube hamba lo mfanyana kwaMangena lapho uDonelle kuhlelo was a Friday vesigqibela ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje kodwa singake hlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili Kuqhamuke udlakela eHarare namhlanje ngemva kokuba baphila ngokuthengisa esitaladeni behlaselwe ngamapolisa. Ikomishini yezokhetho ithi abantu kumele bahlole amagama abo kuluhlu lwe-voters roll kuhlelo oluqala kusasa lusiyaphela mhla ka-29. Kwanele okwalamhlanje sihlobo esithandekayo kodwa lingayikatshana luyalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk. Olivalelisayo nguNtungamile Nkomo matukanduna bafuphatile.
Siya
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa yenau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.